Welcome to the Dollar Store Podcast, home of only the best discount content. I'm your magnificent host, Joshua Cooper. Joining me is my wonderful player two at the other end of the studio. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Portia, and this is
Nathan.
And here we have our most esteemed of guests, also our only guest so far, Mr. Joe.
I'm Joe.
His name is Joe. All right, y'all, this is episode two of the Dollar Store Podcast. How are you guys feeling today? I'm getting nods. We have microphones for a reason. They're cruckers. You know what? Fine. No, it's fine.
I'm good. I'm great. Awesome.
Thank you for using the microphone.
I got 100% on my final project, and I couldn't feel better.
So did I. And you know what? It feels great. You know what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about old people. Old people are great. You know,
sometimes.
You know, old people are super great. And you know why? That's because the old people can still play video games with us youngsters.
No, old people are not great, especially when you come into those angry old racist old people who like want to secretly call you the N-word under their breath, but they don't quite do it because they know that it's not socially acceptable, but they know they're old enough to get away with it. So they're like deciding.
Well, Porsche, why don't you tell us how you really feel bringing up politics up in my dollar store?
I mean, I thought it was all discount content.
It is all not discount. Some. Look, you cannot tell me the rules of my own show. This is my show, gosh darn it.
At least I'm talking. Do you want me to be like last week's?
No. Okay, were you No, it wasn't even last week. That was like 2 weeks ago.
They don't know it. It's an illusion, gosh.
You know what, Joe? You take over for me.
Old people. So what are we talking about for old people here? I think this mic screwed up. I think I fixed it though. I think. So what about old people?
Sorry. Well, I actually heard a story about I don't know what they're called exactly. I'm going to open up my phone and I'm going to do that. Joe, while I do that, why don't you tell us about your show?
My show is called The Kenny and Joe Show. It's pretty nifty. It's pretty funny. We talk about lots of issues in the world and, you know, we're trying to make the world a better place. We're also starting another podcast called the Shit Podcast. It's Ooh. Short for the Superhero Information Team, and it should be epic of proportions. Yeah,
epic proportions.
Yeah,
I love your show already, so I can't wait to see the Shit Show.
That's gonna be awesome.
That's why I stopped. I was like, this Shit Show.
That's right.
Have any of you seen Team America World Police?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So Joe here might know what I'm talking about. The main antagonist group of the movie Team America World Police was known as the Film Actors Guild. And if you take the first letter of those words, they form a separate word. Porsche, do you know what that word is? Film Actors Guild.
I feel like, oh gosh. Okay. Yeah, got it.
It is indeed fag.
I was like, I feel like I'm getting called on in school for being on my phone. Like, I'm literally looking down on my phone texting. Porsche, do you know what that word is?
I'm like, it's like English class all over again.
It basically is. I want to join the Film Actors Guild. That's the crazy part.
I would also like to point out Kim Jong-il is in it. Oh, and North Korea hated us for making that movie. They fucking hated us.
It was so funny. It's so good.
I don't me either.
And
you guys haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, go see it. It's so funny.
It's
from the creators of South Park, and they make like these super realistic puppets, but they're not too realistic.
But yeah, they make like these puppets, and it's freaking hilarious. Like, you just have to see it. It pretty much is like America just comes in and just destroys everything, but they think they're helping out and they think they're badass. They're just like,
have you guys ever, I know it sounds horrible, look it up on YouTube. It's called Puppet Rapist.
No, that sounds horrible. I'm not doing that.
It's horrible, but it's like a puppet trying to kill. Because, like, okay, in this video, like, if you have sex with a puppet, the puppet dies. So this guy has a vendetta against puppets. Like, he hates all puppet kind. And he's having sex with all these puppets to kill him. And it's this puppet police officer trying to catch the guy. And it's good. Like, I didn't think I would like it. It's good.
Does he rape the police officer puppet?
He tried to, but the police officer shot him in the head, I think.
This sounds like an acid trip. Like this sounds like somebody did acid and it was like, yo, what if puppets had feelings and there was a dude trying to stick his dick in them?
Okay, the only reason I found out about this video was because I had a group of friends back at university, and they told me to be officially in the group. I don't know why. They're like, I have to watch 4 disturbing things. That was one. The other one was Harry Potter nude having sex scenes, and the other two are too scarring to repeat.
You know what, move? You know what video you need to see? Go on YouTube and look up a video, We're Not Aiming for the Truck. And Joe, I don't know if you've seen that video. Okay. Long story short, We're Not Aiming for a Truck is the kind of video that you watch and you think, wow, I'm 100% going to hell for that. Oh, someone's phone is blowing off. Hey, get that shit off my podcast. Hey, get that shit off my podcast, Porsche.
You had to say it was me. I couldn't get away with it, huh?
Oh, shit.
Hey.
He's not on Joe, though. He's on me.
Hey, get. Okay.
Steal this. Now I can watch it.
Oh, he's watching We're Not Aiming for the Truck. Okay, hold on.
You did. Oh my gosh.
Oh, the best. Joe, would you like to describe what that video is for us, please?
So amazing.
There's not a video.
Oh my God, here. It's so amazing. It's it's terrible. People would be offended for sure, but it's pretty much it's Buzz Lightyear and he's got Woody and he's flying and then like Woody's like, "We missed the truck." And he's like, Buzz Lightyear's like, "We're not aiming for that truck." And then the next scene is a clip of the plane hitting the Twin Towers. It's fucking hilarious.
It's fucked up. It's funny, but it's fucked up.
It's shock laughter. That's what it is.
I remember I learned of this video when I was in theater class, and I remember that wasn't theater class. I was just in after school theater group of my high school. I remember I walked into the forum from the drama classroom. Half the people were having laughter, trying to stifle it. The other half of the people were confused. I was like, "What's going on?" And my buddy Brian puts his phone in front of my face and goes, "You need to watch this." And it was that video, and I was like, "Oh my sweet Lord, I'm going to hell." And you know what? It was worth it. It was worth it. That was a really, really funny joke. And Porsche looks disappointed in us.
She's not paying attention.
Oh.
Yeah, my friends are trying to get me to go out to a party on Thursday, and I don't trust this friend because when I was already sloppy drunk, she poured shots down my throat because I was talking shit. So I'm
that's
the
true friendship. That's what that is. That it's is. Not a good friend, but that's true
She's
friendship.
She's like, "So my birthday is coming up. Porsche, are you coming? I want to get you drunk." Nah, I got a boyfriend now. I can't be making mistakes.
Man, I'm taking. I can't.
I can't do it.
I can't get drunk.
Dude, I think when I got a girlfriend, I'm pretty sure I didn't drink less. I'm fairly certain I drank more. Yeah. Nothing about her. It's just that, you know, I have a girlfriend. Time to celebrate. But like,
yeah, really good. I'm like, you know, she's gonna listen to this, right?
Well, it's like, I have a girlfriend now. I have a girl. It's like I have a girlfriend now. Time to celebrate with alcohol. And it's just I celebrate it too hard sometimes.
And you never stop.
I mean, I sort of. I only stop when I run out of alcohol. And I understand that sounds bad.
It sounds horrible.
It does sound really horrible. And to be fair, it is. I'm not going to defend that. It's horrible. This all started from a conversation about old people. I was going to talk about a CSGO team that's like 61.
What was that?
CSGO or old people? Well, see, an old person is what happens when a person is alive for like 45, 50, 55 years.
I was thinking more towards like 60 to 70 years.
Let's.
It's okay. Wait,
oh, it's still going?
See, he didn't
Wait.
Even know
there's,
this.
There's two conversations going on. There's us and then.
Oh, that's great.
That's fine. That's perfect. It's fine. Look, fuck it. We'll do it live.
Wait, we're doing good.
You're wrong.
We can't stop. Whoa. Okay, yep.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Just a collective, ooh.
Right.
You guys have fucked up minds. I'm just saying, raw content.
Joe, this is the Dollar Store podcast. It's not raw content. It's just content. Ooh. Discount content, but just content.
So you don't have any raw content?
I mean, what do you define as raw content, Joe? Oh,
like straight from the source.
Straight from the source? I mean,
like raw, like raw flour.
I mean, if you want like raw, straight from the source information, my ass really, really itchy right now. I'm going to have to scratch that at some point. There, is that raw content?
Now you have raw content.
Perfect.
That's raw content.
Exactly.
Raw
see,
discount content.
Joe, I would like to shake your hand.
Not if
thanks,
you just,
Joe.
Like, scratched your
no.
butt. Yeah.
Like, what is he doing? He's like, all right, we're talking raw? My ass is raw.
Well, he said raw content is content straight from the source. I am the source. My ass is the I guess, wait, if I say my ass is the source.
Wait, am I saying this right?
Hey, Joe, do you have a butt for? God damn it, Joe. Porsche, do you have a butt for? Hold on a second. Do you have a butt for?
What
the fuck is that?
Hey,
we don't take kindly to you non-English speakers on this podcast. English is their own true American language, raised in America, American-grown language.
Baka da yo.
Alright, well, if you're gonna speak in Japanese, just speak it in like, can you do it in like a southern accent? Like, can you, wait, better question. Can you do a ghetto accent while you're speaking Japanese? I would love to meet a ghetto Japanese person. Hold on, she's gonna, we have an attempt? Oh, no, hold on. It's all right.
Hajime mashite, watashi wa potion.
It sounded so good.
Thank you.
That was perfect. That was
in a hair salon.
Watashi wa de. Oh no, ideska, ideska.
Ideska, girl, ideska. Okay, they
give it up to my wonderful player two, Porsche, with the best ghetto Japanese woo! I've ever heard. Also the only ghetto Japanese I've ever heard, but what's the difference?
See, one day I want to be an actress, so that ghetto Japanese is gonna come in handy.
What, Nathan, what did you do?
He keeps hitting, he's too tall. He keeps hitting his leg.
Motherfucker, what do you mean you're
close to 14 minutes?
Wow, Joe's
oh, wait,
over
what
here
time
throwing
is it? We gotta be back at a certain time.
We had to be back by 8:30. It's only 8:05. What are you trying? Porsche, are you trying to escape my podcast?
If I did, I'd just run.
Porsche.